Hey, I'm just doing a pulse point. A pulse point, P-U-L-S, pulse point of anchor. And it's 2:30 in the afternoon in Ireland on a weekday. 9 people have made a segment on anchor in the last hour, according to my little recent update view that I get in the app. 9 folks, 1 hour on anchor. It's kind of like it was on the classic anchor days. Yeah. Except classic anchor days, you got more people who are making stuff within the same hour showing up in your flood. Now you have to go to your pinwheel to see those things. But that's 9 different people. They might have made more than one wave each, more than one segment each. Fair enough. In the past hour, about 2:30 in the afternoon in Ireland, where it's overcast, where I'm sitting. You all take care now. Keep on waving. Hey, Dave, where are you? What you doing? How's the house going? Haven't heard from you. Now, maybe I have. So I'm only downloading 6 segments per episode from all the people I listen to. And you weren't in my rota the last I listened. So what's going on? How's the house? And did you finish that program, that last course? Get that degree? I want to know. Hey, Colin, when will we know whether you won that powder puff ball? Powder puff derby? What'd you buy? Power ball? What? Hey, oh, yeah. Did you look at the images on the Eclipse on Twitter? There's one ballsy image that I thought was great. I've seen it done before, but it was very timely. So I'm just wondering, did any hairy sun image come through your flow on Twitter? Or did you just ignore the eclipse like most of us did? Andrew, have you done a segment on selecting very intelligent Wi-Fi routers for the house that can auto-mesh?
Andrew.
How are you doing?
What? You.
Well, he has a fidget spinner. You don't do segments on tech-powered fidget spinners, do you? Or the use of fidget spinners as a tech tool? I'm just wondering, guys on help desk, do they use fidget spinners? They should. What do you got there, Dylan? That's the cat collar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dylan
that's
with me.
The new cat collar.
Yeah, we got a new cat collar and a new cat. We're rehoming a cat. In front of me, a fidget spinner. Is it still spinning? Might not be able to pick this up. It's a Android mic. It's not so good. Hey, so anyway, meshing, auto mesh Wi-Fi routers. Are you covering that on your podcast? I'm really interested in that. I have to spend about 300 euro for the kind that
300.
I want. Yeah, Dylan, we got concrete walls and concrete floors, so normal Wi-Fi signal doesn't go through them. Listening with interest. James, I don't know why I thought about you, but Georgia G was playing Supertramp on her station, and I thought, what's James think of Supertramp? Is Britpop a genre of yours? Just wondering. Furan, I love the stuff you're doing on travel and ambient noise in Japan. I think you probably know, I visited Japan only about 6 or 7 times. I went to the military air bases, but also I was in the Ginza, so that means I went to Tokyo. But no, Yokushika, Yokota, Kadena are the places I've been to. And then I got a chance to operate, that is to say, walk on roads within 4 or 5 miles of those military air bases or naval bases. We stayed in places and hotels that were outside the military environment, but, you know, I kicked myself because I actually don't believe I appreciated the Japanese culture enough. It was in the early 80s when I was there. And everybody was buying Japanese electronics on air crews where I traveled. I mean, Japan was kicking ass when it came to anything electronic. You wouldn't buy a cassette player unless it was Japanese made. Otherwise, you'd just be simple white trash. Listen to tinny sound. Had to get the real Japanese circuitry and technology. In the house, we have a Sony television. It's more than 10 years old, and it just keeps on ticking. It's actually a very good space heater. We need a more efficient television, but I refuse to buy one
So I don't want a 300-euro one. I want one that's going to kick ass and have smarts on the inside, but it's going to cost me. Thanks for visiting. If I shout out to D-Lo, does that mean I get two different people that hear it? No. Actually, more than 14 people hear it because that's turning to be the average listenership on my station. Georgie, you'll probably get this first. And then Scott. Yeah? And I just want to mention that much of the D-Lo playlist takes me back to the 40s. I've never been there until D-Lo put me back. Back to the time where my mom and dad were single. Yeah. D-Lo. In the groove. Mala, I want to let you know that I was reading between the lines of your mixtape mix. Wondering, hey, what's going on, girl? And I really do like your interaction with Yurik, especially your kids' interaction. I'm waiting for his response. I'll have to go make a deep dive and see if he's talking back. Because he had good questions, really hard questions about life insurance policies and stuff. Those are important things. Belinda, I'm taking credit for you feeling better, if you are. I'll say, listen, while she was down and slow and like trying to get up and move but feeling ill, she listened to me. Not that I help, but if you are better, I'll take credit for that. Lulu, I'm seriously considering the fact that bird flu might have gone from your station to Belinda's ears and made her sick. Do you feel guilty now? I know she's listening to you. And that bird flu is running rampant. Georgie, would you be upset if I, well, in my mind, if I'm thinking of you as a sweet little polymorphous minx? Is that okay? It's a real positive thing. I've enjoyed deep relationship with polymorphous minxes before. Yeah. Hope you're not upset.
Hey, last week I did a short little clip that compressed to about 3 minutes when it went up on Flickr, and I'll stick it in the caption here of this segment. But basically, a bunch of voices. I download the voices using Opera Mini. I have about 35 different URLs of people on Anchor, and I just tap Opera Mini, and it downloads 6 segments per URL. And then I just harvested them just to try to get it below 5 minutes. And I threw it up on Anchor last week. It was echoed a few times. I should actually look at the stats for that. I'm pretty sure about 35 people heard it. And then some people were asking, okay, who's on that? And like I was typing the answers for all kinds of different places. So what I decided to do is pop it up on YouTube and you can watch it and listen to it. It's kind of fun. And I want to do it again, so I don't reduce George D to a few words, and I don't cut off somebody at the end like happened to Colin. But anyway, having fun. Having fun listening to people. Thanks for making waves, segments, episodes, whatever they are. And if you want to click the caption on this segment, you can have a look at what the transcription from IBM Watson did. Now, what I do is I added an at sign in front of a lot of people's names. Sometimes a transcript wouldn't take the at sign. I tried to put the person's name before the words they were speaking. Yurik doesn't translate well by IBM Watson. And some of the text got out of order, but that's just the way the transcription service works. I edited the transcript just to correct a few things and to add the names, and it knocks it out of sync a little bit. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. And If you want me to flag you, add you to a mix, well, just keep on waving, I'll find you. Okay? Enjoy.